This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Family, won't you come with me into the darkness, into the sweet-smelling gloom of a dead-mooned night, into the realm of Sucrabe? A woman owned and operated fragrance company like no other, with hand-blended small batches of perfumes with names like Nightshade, Chloroform, Goth as Fuck, and I come from a long line of terrifying women. Sucrabe is your source for smelling enticing and terrifying at the same time. For more information on their world-bending fragrances, as well as subscription bags and a marketplace connecting you to over 40 other indie business owners, head over to sucrabe.com. sucrabeille.com. Look in the show notes for a link. Come to the dark side. We smell fantastic.
Old Gods of Appalachia is a horror anthology podcast and therefore may contain material not suitable for all audiences. So listener discretion is advised.
Split, new blood flows. The ghost of a past you thought long buried rise to haunt the young. The shadow falls, judgment comes. Tread soft, my friend, amongst your fellows. Make your bond your word, lest you get what you deserve.
Oh, Appalachia, will you ever be unbloodied? Oh, Mother, will your vestments ever be clean? Are we destined to stain you with our coal-blackened blood and soot-stained hands for all eternity? And how much of you will be left once we have taken our fill, or once we admit we will never be filled? That we are the ever-empty bellies, the starving mouths, the broken teeth that will grind themselves to dust and pulp before they ever stop trying to consume. We who refuse to be weaned will drink these hills dry if you let us. We few, we wretched few, we band of ragged brothers and sisters and kin, we'll rattle on through these hollers long after the coal is gone and the job's dried up. We stay because you are home. Because you are all we know, Mama. Appalachia is a place that knows all about consequences. Both those we intend and those we cannot foresee. Over the eons, she has watched her own mountains soften, be smoothed over and diminished and eroded by weather, by time, and of course by men. The actions of men have held far-reaching repercussions for Mother Appalachia and for her children. Just ask Sister Wolf or Brother Fountain. Hell, the folks still living over on the Quala boundary, what few remain, since their ancestors were driven from their land or killed by their fellow men. Our mother has known little in the way of justice, has seen no divine retribution for the sins for those who have wronged her, though on occasion folks might put on a little show. An absurdist parody of crime and punishment, the kind of people who believe themselves righteous enough to stand in judgment of others. Who often as not, they tend to have more secrets buried in the back 40 than just about anybody else around. Just such folks convene now to bring another to task. In the many years he has walked this world, he has at times played the fool. And others the magician or the devil, even the hermit a time or two. And now friends and enemies, witnesses and accusers gather to decide his fate. The high priestess, the empress, the hierophant and the lovers will all have their say, and he doesn't play his cards right. He might just find himself cast as the hanged man. So it goes, family, so it goes. Along the banks of the river that feed into the deepest part of the valley, a young woman in the pains of childbirth flees in the direction of safety with those who would protect her. The night itself seems to pursue her as unseen things rattle and prowl in her wake, driven on by their dead-eyed master. Safety is but a porch light away, but what follows, patient and tenacious, is accustomed to the long hunt. In the verdant hollers that twist through the mountains, a young man returns to the land that birthed him after witnessing what his kind can become in the far-flung fields of war. Hoping to lead a quiet life, a life unbothered by other folk, or he can just sit in the silence of the woods and try to forget the things he has seen and done. A man like that should be left alone. Folks know what's good for them. But folks seldom do. Now, there might be a dispute about who drew first blood, but there'll be no doubt who draws the last. In the shadows of the Blue Ridge, a fancy man at a farmer's market courts a young witch. Promises are the world and all its wonders, and we know the usual outcome of such honey-tongued promises pinned in the pages of love letters, but we can hope all the same. Yet when true love calls, and the cock won't crow, and the cows won't milk, and the bees stop making honey, well, how sweet can romance be? A man's word should be his bond, and a promise made has consequences, be it kept or broken. These troubles and more can all be traced back to a singular being in one way or t'other. One who has planted his roots deep in the night-black soil of our land. The repercussions of his choices twine through time like kudzu vines, creeping insidiously through the woods of Appalachia until they clutch its beating heart in a stranglehold. Many bear the marks of both his curses and his blessings, and they'll have a chance to speak now. Many come to condemn him, but who or what might stand for such a man? The wheel of fortune spins, and they gather to decide his fate. Those who would play justice have much to say about the consequences of his actions, and yet they possess no crystal ball that they might gaze into the future and look upon those far-reaching outcomes. And one such as he plays a long game. You can bet your life on that, family. They will gather in number from Holler and Glen, those who would speak for the beasts and the men. There'll be witches, of course, with axes to grind, seeking the remedy they never could find. Shadows will rise from the depths of the earth, echoes of madness and things never birthed. They will come too, for 'tis only fair. The dark sends the stag when the green sends the bear. For all have been cheated, swindled, betrayed, and finally perhaps these debts will be paid. Let them come to the rock and each plead their case and accuse the old serpent right to his face. For a man gets a trial as laid down by the pact, even if that man's not a man and the man's name is Jack. Well, hey there, family. Welcome to Season 4 of Old Gods of Appalachia, Root and Branch. Now, it's been a while since we gathered here on the regular in the name of the darkest mountains in the world, and it's good to see y'all. Whether you're kinfolk we've known from back in Season 1, or if you just stumbled upon us because of that fancy new role-playing game that just come out from Monte Cook Games, all y'all are welcome at the table as long as you behave. Now, we've been busy since the last time we saw y'all at the end of Season 3. Took the show out on a national tour, called it The Price of Progress, went all over the country. East Coast, West Coast, down South, up North, Midwest, you name it, we were there. So, special shout out if you happen to join us for one of those nights of music and fellowship and congregation. So, this season is a first for us, y'all. As, in a way, we'll be picking up from the events of the previous season and carrying on from there. So, if you ain't caught up on Season 3, highly recommend you do that before joining us on the journey through Season 4. Our man Jack is in a mighty sticky situation, and it's going to be a long and twisting ride to see where he ends up on the other side. And we're real excited to have y'all along for the ride. If y'all want to keep up with our comings and goings, we encourage you to head on over to oldgodsofappalachia.com and complete your social media ritual by following us on all the platforms of your choice, be it Facebook, Instagram, Discord, or the rotting corpse of that thing that was once called Twitter but is not. If you'd like to join with us in a manner of financial as well as moral support, you can head on over to patreon.com/oldgodsofappalachia and for a reasonable sum, gain yourself access to hours and hours of exclusive Patreon storylines and other goodies. And this is your beginning of season 4 reminder that Old Gods of Appalachia is a production of Deep Nerd Media distributed by Rusty Quill. Today's story was written by Cam Collins and performed by Steve Shell. Our intro music, the brand spanking new Season 4 theme song, performed by brother Landon Blood, and our special outro music, Atonement, is by John Charles Dwyer. We'll talk to you soon, family. Talk to you real soon.
With just one name upon its lips, and the branch won't bloom without its roots. The branch won't bloom without its roots. The branch won't bloom without its roots. Surely it will show the rotten truth.
Family, won't you come with me into the darkness, into the sweet-smelling gloom of a dead-mooned night, into the realm of Sucrabe, a woman-owned and operated fragrance company like no other, with hand-blended small batches of perfumes with names like Nightshade, Chloroform, Goth as Fuck, and I come from a long line of terrifying women. Sucrabe is your source for smelling enticing and terrifying at the same time. For more information on their world-bending fragrances, as well as subscription bags and a marketplace connecting you to over 40 other indie business owners, head over to sucrabe.com. sucrabeille.com. Look in the show notes for a link. Come to the dark side. We smell fantastic.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.